He ran across the desk and gazed with the word at my wet boots. Those are ugly things, aren't they? Yes, they are. Many parts, go ahead. We're not so chee-chee and we're not so intellectually chic that we can't get a test a student face to face. Many parts, I said, already laces. Laces, one to each shoe, proceed. I lifted one foot and turned it awkwardly. So revealed. Yes, go on. I set my foot back down and stared at the boot, which seemed about as blank as a closed brown box. Proceed, boy. There's not much to name, is there? A front and a top. A front and a top, you make me want to weep. The rounded part of the front? You're so eloquent, I might have to pause to regain my composure. You've named the lace. What's the flap under the lace? The tongue? Well? I knew the name, I just didn't see the thing. He made a show of draping himself across the desk, writhing slightly as if in the midst of some dire distress. You didn't see the thing because you didn't know how to look, and you don't know how to look because you don't know the names. He tilted his chin in high rebuke, mostly theatrical, and withdrew his body from the surface of the desk, dropping his bottom into the swivel chair and looking at me again, and then doing a decisive quarter turn and raising his right leg sufficiently so that the foot, the shoe, was posted upright at the edge of the desk. A plain black everyday clerical shoe. Okay, he said, we know about the sole and heel. Yes. And you've identified the tongue and lace. Yes, I said. With his finger, he traced a strip of leather that went across the top edge of the shoe and dipped down under the lace. What is it? I said. You tell me, what is it? I don't know. It's the cuff. The cuff. The cuff. And this stiff section over the heel. That's the counter. That's the counter. And this piece amidships, the cuff and strip above the sole. That's the quarter. The quarter, I said. And the strip above the sole. That's the belt. Save, boy. The belt. How every day things lie hidden.